And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats are terrified that they could lose the swing states. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Monday, May the 13th, 2024. And the Democrats are scrambling right now. They're trying to figure out what have they done wrong. I can tell them what they've done wrong, but they still won't hear it. They won't care what they've done wrong. They're going to continue doing wrong until they can destroy this country, because that's their ultimate goal right now. They may not even come out and say it out loud. They may not come out and tell you that you need to support destroying the country. But that's exactly what they're doing. The Democrats have demonstrated so much how they hate this country. And they're starting off with President Trump. Well, actually, they started off with just white people in general. You know how they come out and they're talking about most of the white people in this country are racist, with no proof of it, no evidence of it, knowing good and well that it's not the case, unless you're talking about Democrats. But the Democrats, they're willing to go to the extreme, every measure possible. They're thinking about everything they can do to prevent President Trump from returning. So President Trump, he has this magnificent rally this weekend. I mean, thousands and thousands of people show up. And of course, all of the tyrants, all of these leftists, all the Democrats, all of the ones that hate actual utilization of democracy, they're all kicking and screaming, saying, oh, it wasn't that many people at Trump's rally. Or they bring up the talks talking about, well, they were leaving when President Trump was still talking. A lot of people, and I've been to many Trump rallies, and if you ever have left a Trump rally, you know how long it takes to get out of there? It's worse than getting out of there if you're going to a football game with thousands of people in, tailgating even. It's worse. It takes you an hour, 2 hours just to get out of a Trump rally, especially when people pack the house like they did at this past event. And the Democrats, but they don't want to acknowledge that. They don't even want to talk about that. President Trump put in so many people in a swing state, mind you. The Democrats are crapping their pants. They're excited in the wrong way. The Democrats, they call it excitement, trying to get their base to get excited about supporting Joe Biden. But Joe Biden, he doesn't have anything either. Joe Biden's not bringing anything to the table. The only thing that Joe Biden has done has brought more misery to the United States of America. And it's not even Joe running the show. Joe Biden, they're just putting him there so that the American people can have somebody to blame, while all of these other tyrants in the background are doing all the stupidity. While they're doing all the stupidity, and we're looking at Joe, blaming Joe, and that's the whole point of Joe. Joe Biden is truly a figurehead for the Democrat Party and for these elitists. They don't like Joe either. They know Joe has lost his mind just as much as they like Kamala Harris. They don't like Kamala Harris either, because if they actually liked Kamala Harris, I mean, just liked her, not even love her, but just liked her a little bit, they would be elevating her right now to take Joe's place, to take his position. But they're not doing that. They're running with Joe. Why? Because the Democrats, they see a white man being Joe Biden, and they don't want to put Kamala Harris out there because of all the racism that they've been pushing out there. They actually believe that majority of the people in this country that are Republicans won't vote for Kamala Harris because she's not white. But that's not even the case. Her color has nothing to do with it. But that's part of the reason why they put Joe out there. But then they turn around and try to blame all Republicans for being racist when the Democrats are the ones that's always been racist. So because Joe Biden can't do it all by himself, and because Joe Biden is losing his mind, he has to bring in stars. Split screen it for me. He has to bring in everybody that will help him. Obama, Bill Clinton. You know who I'm really surprised that he hasn't called upon, or maybe he has, but hasn't stepped up to help him? George W. Bush. I'm surprised he hasn't, because Bush doesn't like Trump either. Especially after the 2016 election, how Jeb Bush got crushed by President Trump. The Bushes have a vendetta against President Trump as well. That's why all of the establishment, Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, she's one of the main ones. Her purpose in life right now today is to go after President Trump and try to destroy him. She said it. She's going to spend all of her entire life, her every waking moment that she has, talking about Liz Cheney, and trying to take out President Trump. But listen to who they're pulling in. They're pulling in the big guns. Obama, George Conley, Bill Clinton, various other people, Julia Roberts. Listen.
The campaign has enlisted former President Barack Obama and the Clintons, as well as George Clooney and Julia Roberts, for a major fundraising effort. The push comes as Republicans are trying to close the money gap in this race.
Does President Trump need to call in somebody? What do you think? Do you see President Trump calling in? Let's see. Give me somebody, Shannon. Give me a famous star that would be a conservative. Mel Gibson. You don't see him calling in Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson is pretty much a conservative, right?
Isn't it safe to say
Mel Gibson, right? Because they've kind of rejected him because of his whole stance.
Roseanne Barr.
The sex trafficking. He's been really against that, really advocate against that. Yeah. Roseanne Barr. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody?
There's other people, but you know what?
He doesn't have to call him in, right?
You know, he calls in a lot of local people wherever he goes.
Right.
He calls on the people in the local area to come. Now, if there's, you know, I mean, just this past weekend, he had a linebacker that was in the New York Giants for 13 seasons. He came out, which you're going to show that video here in a little bit. But, you know, for the most part, you know, Trump just is relating to the everyday people. Hollywood doesn't like him, right?
No. Well, they used to like him.
Well,
I mean, they used to love Trump, especially when all the hip hop stars, when they were out there saying, I want to be like Trump.
I think a lot of
conservatives were all singing that, and even like Hollywood, they all love them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people are leaving Hollywood because they say it's broken. Yeah, so I think that, you know, Trump, you know, conservatives traditionally were not people that get out there and, you know, really say, you know, take to platforms like some of these liberals do. I mean, these stars, they feel, you know what, Democrat stars actually have this narcissistic attitude about themselves, right? Like, I'm so wonderful. I'm going to come out here. I'm going to say this and everybody's going to listen to me. You know, like Whoopi Goldberg and, you know, some of these other, The View is just in general is a prime example. They put themselves up on this pedestal, like they're the authority on social justice and wokeness, basically, right? Well, and then people are going to listen to them.
Well, Democrats, they have this thing in their mind that they know what's best for everybody.
Yeah, social justice. Yeah,
they know what's best, right? So, and if you go against what they're pushing onto us, then something's wrong with you. Then you're the problem, not them. Well, Joe Biden, where was this at? He's on the campaign trail, right? And he's at a new Microsoft facility, and he's there to make an announcement. And MSDNC is talking about Joe Biden. Of course, they find a black guy to come on there and talk about Joe Biden and to talk about Joe Biden in a positive light. I'm willing to bet they're going to bring more black people on MSDNC, CNN, the Communist News Network, or the Clinton News Network, however you look at it, ABC, CBS, all of the government state media outlets. They're going to have more black people come on there because they see that they're losing the black vote. What I don't understand is when you have people like Governor Hochul and Joe Biden making these racist comments about black people, not, and President Trump is not doing it, You get black people to still come out there and support him. Look at this. Joe Biden's there, and a black guy will go over to walk to him. But the main part I want y'all to pay attention to is this guy right here. Listen to what he is saying about Joe Biden. Every last bit of it is a lie. And of course, on MSDNC, they're not going to correct him on it because he's saying exactly what they want to hear. A black guy saying that Joe Biden is great. Joe Biden's done no wrong. Joe Biden has brought the country back. Joe Biden has made costs lower for everybody in the country. What part of that is actually factual? None of it is. Yeah, none of it. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because this is the type of BS that they spew out there on the mainstream media, the government state media, and people absorb that stupidity. And in the back of their minds, they know it's not true, but they hate Trump so much and they hate America so much, they go along with it. Well, let's just put it in our minds that it is true. And let me remind you, these are the same people that don't even know what a woman is. But then they want us to believe this crap.
Or the work that this president has done to build an economy from day one that grows from the middle out and the bottom up. 15 million jobs, 800,000 manufacturing jobs, as you pointed out, and doing all of that while doing the work of lowering costs for Americans.
So the 15 million jobs were people going back to work after they caused the pandemic. That's what the 15 million. And they don't ever want to talk about this. After last week, actually, I think it was on MSDNC where Nancy Pelosi was having a conversation with a lady, and Nancy Pelosi talked about the 15 million jobs, and it was completely blew me away that the lady on MSDNC, if I'm not mistaken, no quote me, I might have been CBS, nonetheless. She made the point that it was people going back to work because of the pandemic, and Nancy Pelosi paused and she got upset. She was upset. You can visibly see in her face that she was upset. It was people going back to work, just like right now. That's what it is all about. But see, just like everything else, the Democrats create the crisis, or they'll take advantage of a crisis, try to come in and try to act like we're here to save the day because we did this, we did that, and didn't do jack. If anything, they allowed people to go back to work. And the only reason why they allowed people to go back to work because they tried to get the economy back on track. They tried because they know going into an election, you can't have a crumbling economy. And that's part of the reason why Joe Biden released some of the oil so the gas prices would come down. They still didn't come back down to where the prices were when President Trump was in office, but they came down a little just so they can say, look, we're bringing the prices down. Look, it's coming down. Still high. Don't pay attention to that, but the prices are coming down. Well, anyways, why President Trump is having this magnificent rally. What is Joe Biden doing? Joe Biden's on vacation. Or now, it's Monday. He's coming back from vacation. Has there been any rallies where Joe Biden has pulled in more than 300 people? I'm just asking the question. Has there been any rallies where Joe Biden has gone to where they packed the stadium where it's thousands and thousands of people? I have yet to see it. I have yet to see a single time. But here's Joe Biden, of course, coming back from his beach vacation. And he's waving to the crowd. I mean, what is he doing? This is our tax dollars right here at work. Full at work. This is what we pay for right here. That's what we paid for right there. Joe Biden. No questions. See, had it been President Trump was on vacation, President Trump would have walked straight up to the cameras, to the press, had a cordial conversation with them. What's the topic of the day? Let me give you my opinion. Let's address this. Let's attack it head on. Joe Biden, just the opposite. Joe Biden looks the other way. He doesn't care. He's a puppet. When we come back, I want to show you what our great president was doing this weekend. Don't go anywhere.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered. Look at that crowd, everybody. Look at that. That is an aerial shot of President Trump's rally this weekend. And you can see all the people going up to the stage there. And you can see, I don't know how well you can see that, but back in the corner there, in the backside of the corner, on the left side, you can see people coming in. And right there at the top of the corner on the back, on the left there, you can see a whole bunch of people in a line to come in, because you know they have to go through the scanners, the checkers, and everything. And they're all coming in, thousands and thousands of people. I think it was, how many did they say they were there, Shannon?
They were saying, I've heard anywhere from 80,000 to 100,000 is what they're saying.
Yeah. So with the people that probably couldn't get inside, it's probably close to, I would go ahead and admit that it's probably close to 100,000. But you know what? Even 50,000 people showing up in a blue state for President Trump.
Yep. This is New Jersey.
Yeah. This New Jersey. Right? So just 50. Wait a minute. Let's break it down. Just 20,000 people. Not 80, but just 20. If you had 20,000 people showing up to a conservative event, a Trump rally, that would terrify them. But when you had this many people show up, and soon as it started happening, so now on the other end of the picture there, right, on the left side, you can see where it's kind of sparse just a little bit, where people are still coming in. Well, liberals, of course, that were there, because liberals go to Trump rallies because they try to see, you know, they try to get something good to go against Trump, right? So they're recording that section. They don't record the other section of people coming in. They don't record that. They record where the people were kind of, you know, thinned out a little bit. And it's, oh, look at all the people showing up. Not that many people showed up. They never show the actual amount. And then when the actual amount of people start coming out, guess what happens? Guess what happens? Oh, it wasn't that many. They're exaggerating. Well, I tend to believe President Trump quoting the numbers than I do any tyrant quoting any number.
There's so many people here. There's so many people here. Man, over 100,000 people. This is supposed to be, you know, they thought they'd hit 40. So they more than doubled it. But you can't even see the end. I wish we didn't have the press here. I wish we moved them the hell back so they'd have, because they can't see in the back.
Booing the press. Booing the press.
Yeah, Trump don't care about the press.
No, I mean, really,
to be honest with you, he cares about the people.
Actually, the press, and President Trump called it out, the press, they are the enemy of the people. And, you know, they always set those humongous stage, especially like this, events like this. They set the humongous stage so all the press can be up there so they can have their cameras getting a shot of President Trump. They all hate him, but they all want to get there to record him. And then, of course, they're always looking for the gotcha. Well, President Trump said this about being a dictator. President Trump said this about being about black people. President Trump said this about Hispanics. President Trump said this about Asians. And they take all of the stuff that President Trump says and they twist it to make it out to be a lie. And of course, the people that watch the government state media, they never go verify it for themselves. And that's what they count on. Here's another one. Look at the crowd. This in Jersey. Can you split screen it for me? In Jersey. Look at this. I mean, they never expected this many people to show up for President Trump. Why? Because President Trump hadn't been on a campaign trail. President Trump is locked down in the courtrooms. And now they're seeing crowds like this. This is making them panic. You know, President Trump has already came out and said too big to rig. This looks like it's going to be too big to rig. I think President Trump is onto something. And the Democrats know that President Trump is onto something because everything that they've thrown at him, it has not worked. Everything has backfired on him. They don't understand. What's the guy's name? Bald-headed guy with the eyeglasses. He's a Democrat consultant, always on MSDNC. And he's even, what is his name? You know what I'm talking about, Shannon.
Who is it?
Sorry. What's his name? He's always on MSDNC. His wife is Republican. They're still married. It's on the tip of my tongue.
We just did a video of him last week.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
White man. Yeah, I don't know.
I can't remember his name. But he's even saying that everything that they're throwing at President Trump, none of it's sticking.
And well, let me just show you something before you show this next video.
Okay.
Right here, New Jersey, right? Lately, you know, past elections, it has been Democrat. Listen, the last time they voted for a Republican president was in 1988 for Ronald Reagan.
1988.
And now...
That was like the same thing for California, right?
Yeah.
Same thing for California. The last time that the state actually voted for a Republican. Well, I think they've been voting for Republican for a long time. Yeah. It's just the Democrats have California so jacked up. It's going to be like this forever.
Yeah. Trump lost it in 2016. So we'll see what, I mean, this is unprecedented energy for a Republican president in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Amazing.
New
Amazing.
Jersey. I mean, just wow. Look at that. That's beautiful, isn't it? An American flag. You know what? Before we came on, my producer and I, we were having a conversation about, look at this. And it's not just white people, for all any trolls that happen to be watching right now. It's not just white people. Black people are showing up. We're talking about Jersey too, right? Black people, Hispanic people, Asian people, the American people, white people showing up to this event. And you know the biggest thing that stands out here? There's no Palestinian flags like you would see at a Joe Biden rally because they, you know, calling them Genocide Joe. There's no gay flags. There's no Ukrainian flags. What flag do you see?
No LGBT flag. Yeah,
what? Let me give you a hint here, right? Let me give you a hint. I mean, what flag do you see in this image at a Trump rally? This is what a rally is supposed to look like. It's supposed to be about us. It's supposed to be about you and I. Yeah. It's supposed to be about the American people. It's not supposed to be about Ukraine. It's not supposed to be about Palestine. It's not supposed to be about China. It's not supposed to be about Russia, right? It's not even supposed to be about Israel. It's supposed to be about the United States of America.
100,000 people come together totally peaceful.
Oh, yeah.
Loving each other.
Yes.
Talking to each other like America used to, right? Will, you and I have been to these crowds before. Everybody, there's such a positive vibe. There's such a positive love for our country, for what we want for this country. People get along. They talk like they're family. It's amazing event.
Because it's the same mindset, right? It's all about America. It's all about protecting.
And they say we're the
problem. Yeah.
They say we're the ones that are causing problems. We're the ones that are volatile. We're the ones that are hateful and divisive. And yet all these people of many races, from even other countries, come together and are like family.
That's what it's really about. I mean, that's what it's about, the American family.
See, I got goosebumps looking at that video.
Yeah, you know what? When I first got into talking about the politics, I was under this impression. And this was in 2015 when I first started, you know, really getting deep into it. Because President Trump was running against Hillary Rodham Clinton, and I couldn't sit idly by and not say anything about what I was seeing. But I was under this impression that, you know, because I was once considered a Democrat, I considered myself a Democrat, and God healed my mind. Thank you, Jesus. But I consider myself a Democrat, and I was under this impression. How naive, right? Not totally. But I was thinking that because I changed, because I woke up, I love America, I want my freedoms, I support President Trump, this is the greatest country, that I could do what I'm doing and show other people that America is great. Just because I'm a prime example of that. Someone who used to be a Democrat and like, oh, wait a minute, this is not how it's where it's supposed to be. Trump, he's just a man, but he is the man for the job for this day and age. But there's a lot of people out there, and like I said, I used to think that I would be able to convince a lot of people, and I've actually convinced quite a few. Knock on wood, right? I've convinced quite a few. The job is not done, but looking at these numbers, look at this. Here's another one. Looking at these numbers, it is happening. And we don't even need to talk about a red tidal wave coming. We don't need a red wave. We don't even need to talk about it. What's happening is that the red, white, and blue wave is coming. The American wave is coming because people are fed up with the Democrats have been doing to this country. Watch this. I mean, look at this. And you know what it is? Look at this. And you know what the left, you know what they see here? When they're all chanting and they're going like this, USA, USA. You know what the left, you know what they hear and what they see? They see Nazi Germany. In their minds, they see Nazi Germany because look at the number of people showing up. See, when you see all these images of Hitler, they showed a lot of people at his events. Mind you, you either went, if you didn't go, they would probably kill you. Oh, you're a traitor? You're not going to listen to Hitler? So they went in fear. We're going because we're in fear of losing our country, not because of President Trump, but because of what the Democrats are doing. That's the reason why so many Americans are showing up to support our great president. Our great president. That's the reason why we're showing up. That's the reason why it's going to be too big to rig. I like
it. It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, let me tell you about Genesis Gold Group. Genesis Gold Group is one of the major sponsors of Frank Speech. Everyone should check it out. The beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties. Will the red-hot inflation continue? Will the interest rates continue to rise? How can the Feds promise a soft landing when all signs are pointing to a serious recession? If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation is not slowing down. And the Feds is completely incapable of fixing these issues. Like millions of other Americans, I find myself asking, how am I going to protect myself and my family? I spoke to our friends at Genesis Go Group, our new platform partner for Frank Speech and Lindell TV. And after speaking to so many companies, we've decided to partner with Genesis due to their faith-based values and sterling reputation. Now, they walked me through protecting my savings with physical gold and silver. I'm going to encourage everybody to talk to Genesis Gold Group. Genesis makes it easier to convert your 401 and your IRA to a retirement account backed by physical gold and silver. Their team has decades of experience helping folks just like you preserve your hard earnings and savings, and service provided to their clients is truly one of a kind. That's why I only trust Genesis Gold Group to help you get your money back on the gold standard. Call Genesis Gold Group today, 800-200-GOLD, for a non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts. To find out if Genesis can be a fit for you, that is 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com or lindellgoldrush.com. Mm-hmm. Yes, mypillow.com. Let me tell you about this one too. But you already know the deal. You know the deal. Yep. To get the best deal, you have to use promo code WILL. And I want to say thank you for, and you know what? God bless each and every one of you that use promo code WILL when you go into MyPillow to get the best deal. God bless you for using promo code WILL. I see you, and I greatly appreciate it because you're helping me continue to bring you information every day. You're helping me continue to keep the lights on, and you're helping out Mike Lindell and Frank Speeches at the same time. Now, look at this. They still have these great deals going on right now with $25 I want to say $25 off, but it's better than $25 off. This is almost like 75% off, wouldn't you say? I mean, the quality of the material that you're getting at MyPillow.com using promo code WILL is no, I mean, you can't beat it anywhere.
I mean, that's really what it is.
The bath towels.
Yeah.
The beach towels. It's just, I mean, everything. The slippers.
The
I mean, how is it
pillows,
even possible?
Two-pack of those little travel pillows or where anywhere pillows. Those are great for if you have grandkids or you're going to travel in the car. And, of course, well, you said the beach towels. And you have these men's white slide sandals. That's an amazing price. And you know what? You'll use that all year round, really. You know, I love sandals like this, especially when I just walk out into my yard or I just want to make a quick trip to the grocery store. That's a great, great sandal. And then couch and recliner pillows. And like you said, well, these aren't just your average pillows, average products. These are top quality products. There's not a single thing we've ever gotten from MyPillow that we haven't liked, right? I mean, it's great, great stuff. And you know what, Will? And my store... My store is growing like crazy. Oops. My store is growing like crazy. You should go there and shop as well.
Yes.
Look at these dog beds. $25. Such a good price. Pillows on for your couch and stuff. You know, we love couch blankets. Who doesn't like those? $25. So go check it out.
Well, you know, again, my biggest thing about this is that if you've ever purchased any of the MyPillows, the products, the towels, the bath towels, the sheets, the Giza sheets, if you've purchased any of them, you know what you're getting. So the very fact that he has these for $25 is like mind-blowing to me. It really is. And again, I think Mike Lindell is doing this because he understands what people are going through right now. He understands, right? And he's like, I'm not going to. It's almost like Mike Lindell is just putting product and allowing all of us to have something really nice. And it's the same thing on mystore.com.
Yeah.
And our same thing on mystore.com.
Your promo code actually works on my store.
Yes.
So go over there too. You got t-shirts, Kingdom Child t-shirts. And look at all this great stuff. The My Pillows are over there as well. These little children Bible pillows are so awesome. If you have a young child that has a birthday or just comes over to grandma and grandpa's house for, you know, nap time or to watch them during the summertime, great pillow for them. I mean, they have so many things. They have, what's this? This Icon Meats, Variety Meat Sticks. American flag. These flags are really, really top quality right there. But so much even now, Will, on mystore.com.
I remember, I guess it was about a year ago, right, when they started. Was it maybe a little bit more than a year ago when he started doing mystore.com? And I kept telling everyone, I believe mystore.com is going to be the answer to Amazon. And I'm still saying that today because the products on mystore.com, they have grown so much. And Mike Lindell is making an avenue for people that want to sell product. See, I think that to my understanding, this is my understanding of mystore.com. And, you know, if someone want to prove me wrong, I'm okay with that. But to my understanding of mystore.com, there's a lot of vendors that come to mystore.com and they're selling their products. Versus, so instead of going to Amazon, giving to leftists, you go to mystore.com, use promo code WILL, and you still get the best deal. But I think Mike Lindell is making it possible for people that's been canceled at other places where you can sell, where they can sell American-made products at mystore.com. Isn't that what we're about? To me, when I hear this, I'm like, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And they make it, and because Mike Lindell, the way he's done it, he's made it to where they're very affordable. And look, if you go to mystore.com right now, fellas, or should I say ladies now, because Father's Day. Oh, and happy Mother's Day. Let me say that really quick. Happy Mother's Day to all of you beautiful women out there, beautiful mothers. Happy Mother's Day to you. You should be honored, and I say that you are a true blessing. You are the blessing. You are the blessing. But fellas, ladies, Father's Day is getting ready to come up. Father's Day is getting ready to come up. So MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, use promo code WILL. Let me say something else really quick because it just made me think about it with it being Mother's Day. Shannon, happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Oh, thank you.
I know you have little ones, right? I'm going to say happy Mother's Day to you.
Not so little anymore.
Not so little. They're always going to be little to
but
you,
right?
But
they're always little, yeah.
They're always going to be little, right? Right, they're going to be right. Your babies, right? So yeah. I just want to say happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
We should always honor our parents. And I've recognized since I've gotten older how important women are. You can go back to me now. How important women are. And this is for Mother's Day for all of you mothers out there, all you beautiful ladies. Put it like this. You have a family. You have the father, the mother, and then you have the children, and you have the dogs and the cats. You know what I'm talking about, right? But in that family, if you're a Bible-believing Christian family, you know it's God, right? The father, and then the husband, the wife, and the children, and cats, and, you know, dogs. But let me ask you, in the family, who is the center of the family? Do you know the answer to that? Do you, Shannon?
Mama,
mother is the center of the family because daddy want mama, the kids want mama, and the pets want mama. Everybody wants mama. You know what I'm talking about. In one way or another, everybody want a piece of mama. Mama, mothers should be honored. And I want to say thank you. We'll be right back.
Meet Frequent Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. So let me share this one with you. Oh, this is so good. It's so good. We're going to go back to the rally. Going back to the rally. Listen to President Trump. Now, I've said this before. 100 years from now, when they go back and they look at the archives, you know, the archives that, you know, the corrupt current archives. Anyways, I'm getting off track here. When they look 100 years from now and they go back and look at the archives and they see President Trump, they're going to say, man, the president during that time, he was a comedian. I mean, President Trump, he cracked jokes on these on the media, on these politicians. He cracks jokes all the time. And I love the fact that he has a sense of humor. You know what it is? You know, here's part of the reason why you like Trump. The reason why I like Trump, right? The reason why many of us like Trump. You know why? Because he's down to earth. See, the left, even the establishment, Rhino Republicans, they all believe that you have to be a certain way. You have to act a certain way. You have to act presidential, you're politically correct. You can't say this. You can't do that. But see, President Trump, he doesn't do any of that. President Trump acts like you and I. That's the reason why we like him. Listen to this. This is so good.
You look at the economy, the real economy, not the fake economy. Everything they touch.
Everything.
Turns to what? You shouldn't use that kind of language. Look. Look. You can't use the word. Okay.
Wee. Okay. I do apologize. I had to take the word out, but y'all know what he's saying. I mean, see, this is the reason why we like Trump. This is the reason why so many people can resonate with President Trump. And now you have the left. They're all upset because a lot of black people can relate to President Trump because they're going after him. Now,
look at the black people, guy in the back.
Yeah, totally he's laughing. Smiling. Look at it. You can white teeth. He's smiling. Can't see him, but you can see his teeth. Right? This is the reason why so many people resonate with President Trump, because he speaks like you and I. He talks the real deal. He doesn't try to sugarcoat anything. He comes out with the blatant truth, and the Democrats, they can't stand it so much. They try to say that President Trump lies about everything. He's just lying and just lying and just lying. Right? They say he lies about everything. Well, let me share this one with you. This is about the case. Isn't this right, Shannon?
Yeah.
Is this the one we want to play?
I don't know.
No, this one. No, we don't want to play that one.
I wanted to play this one. Okay, I was like, I didn't think that was in order.
I wanted to play this one.
Yeah.
This one is after the rally. This has been reported that after President Trump's rally was done, you can see all the chairs are there. They weren't tossed around, being thrown, you know, fighting anything like that, right? But there's something else that you really should look at and pay attention to versus a Biden event versus a pro-American event. Look at the grounds. It's almost like they're waiting for the event to start. What do you see? Where's all the trash? Shouldn't it be a lot of trash? Like all, you know, in between the chairs, all on the ground. Where's all the trash at? And of course, you know, you get leftists. The liberals go, oh, well, Johnson, this is not after the rally. This is before the rally. Because, you know, Trump supporters, they don't care about the environment. Right? They say stupid stuff like that all the time. But this has been reported. This was after the rally. No trash was left behind. Every rally that I go to, you know what they say? Make sure you pick up your trash on the way out. Yep. Let's leave it looking better than the way you found it. And see, that's another thing about President Trump and Americans, true Americans, those of us that love the country. This is part of President Trump's whole make America great again. He wants to leave the country better than when he found it. And in this case, I mean, it's not going to be too difficult for, you know, President Trump to do that now because of what the Democrats have done. They have made the country trash. They have trashed the United States of America. The Democrats have trashed the country. They have trashed it. And President Trump, he wants to come back and make it better than what it's ever been before. And a second term of President Trump, I mean, just think about this. The first term of President Trump, the country was, I mean, just wow, booming. I mean, it was great. I mean, it was absolutely great. So can you imagine his second term with President Trump when he gets to finish what he started? Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited about that. I'm willing to do just about anything to see that come to pass. I want to see this country be prosperous again. I want to see our country be respected again. I want to see our country thriving again. And I want to see the liberal tears again. Because if you have the liberal left, if they're crying, that means the country's doing great. You understand that, right? Every time these demons complain, that means good things are happening. But if the demons are complaining, well, they're always complaining, right? But if they're not out there trying to burn down cities, if they're not out there trying to destroy extra stuff because they're acting like children, not getting their way, then we're not doing our jobs. And to just go back really quick about how that location looked immaculate, no trash anywhere. What just happened on the college universities when they kicked them out? It was nothing but trash and filth. Look how they destroyed the buildings that they occupied. They're not here to make things good for everybody, make things great for everybody. The purpose of the left is to make misery become the new norm. What do they say? Misery loves company? Misery loves company? Well, let me share this one with you. Shannon, you brought this, you talked about this guy right in the beginning when we started today. He used to be he's an ex-retired football player, right?
Yeah, he played for the New York Giants.
He played for the New York Giants, what, for 13 years or something like that? 13 seasons. Well, I guess that's 13 years, right?
Yep.
So he played for 13 seasons, and he gets on stage with President Trump in Jersey. And this video here, I love this video. I've watched this video, I can't tell you how many times. I mean, really, I watch it over and over. It's only, what, 30 seconds? But I've watched this video so much. And I love, the scene that I really love about this video is at the very end. And I'm going to pause it when we get there. Split screen. I'm going to pause it. Have y'all seen this? This is so good. Now, yeah, of course, and the reason why it's so good to me is because the lying liberal media, all of the Democrats, President Trump, he's racist. Oh my goodness, he's so racist. He support these neo-Nazis, the tiki torches. He's racist. He's racist. The MAGA hat is racist. Everything they say about President Trump is racist. Everything. There's not a single day that MSDNC, the Communist News Network, none of them, not a single day doesn't go by where they're saying that President Trump is not racist. And then you have two black men on stage standing right there at the microphone. What do you think they're talking about? What do you think they're saying? Listen to what they're saying, because this is the same way. This is happening in so many black families across the country, across the nation. They're starting to panic. And I'm talking about the Democrats. Listen.
I just want to say, I grew up a Democrat, and I've always been a Democrat until I met this man right here. And I'll tell you what. He will not have to worry about Nobody in my family ever.
Listen to this.
Vote for a Democrat again. Okay.
Right there. Look at that. Right there. What do you see? Let me get it right there. That shot right there. I don't know how well you can see that, but you have two black men standing there with President Trump, and they're smiling. Look at the smile on President Trump. Look at the smile on them.
He doesn't say anything insulting like they don't know what a computer is. He didn't say anything insulting like you don't know what a DMV is.
You don't know how to vote. You don't know how to. I mean, really?
Right.
He didn't say any of that.
Nope.
Right? None of that. And black people. Hold on. Is it?
And you ain't black.
There it is. He never said that.
And you ain't black.
But. When Joe Biden and the Democrats, they see this.
And you ain't black.
I can only imagine how many Uncle Toms these two gentlemen were called.
And you ain't black.
And you know, Uncle Tom was a black man that was helping other black people reach freedom that were slaves. And what happened was the white liberal told the slaves, the black slaves that were on the plantation, you can't trust Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom's a bad dude. You can't trust him.
And you ain't black.
Uncle Tom is a traitor to you.
And you ain't black.
You know, that's what Uncle Tom, but see, Uncle Tom was a hero helping black people leave the Democrat plantation. But they always leave that key detail out.
And you ain't black.
But this is a beautiful scene. This is beautiful right here. To see this, to hear this, black people saying that they're never, ever, his family's not going to vote for the Democrat ticket ever again.
And you ain't black.
I love it.
And you ain't black.
This is what it's all about. This is about reaching the American people. And again, like Shannon said,
and you ain't black.
No, she didn't say that. But just like she brought up.
I didn't say that.
I know how to operate a computer, regardless of what they say. I did IT for 20 plus years. So when I heard that, it was so insulting to me. Okay, you can take it off. It was so insulting to me that black people don't know how to operate computers. I was running circles around these people from India, and they claimed to be smarter than anybody else on the planet. I did IT for 20 plus years and I was really good at it. Making six figures. I left all of that to do what I'm doing now. Fighting for the country. Because I don't know how else to do it without being violent. And I'm not violent. I'm not violent at all. So when they insult black people and black people continue to support the Democrat Party, it's because they haven't been paying attention. When they insult white people and they continue to support the Democrat Party, it's because they're not paying attention. And it's the same thing for every other race in this country. When the Democrats find what Joe Biden's wife went down to San Antonio talking about tacos. Talking about tacos. Really? Talking about tacos. They insult everybody. But people are not paying attention. But people are paying attention now. And it's a change. A change is coming. Can I say it that way? A change is coming. And the Democrats, they're all upset about it. They're furious. Y'all be safe out there. Why? Because they're going to do something really stupid. You know that I'm right. Hear me now. Believe me later on.
And you ain't black.
Yeah. Absolute Truth with Emma Robinson is coming up next, everybody. See you tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples.
Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.